Hello, welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. Today's recommendation or outlet to manage our mental health is a book that I acquired from Amazon. It's called A Daily Guide for Speaking Prosperity, Love, and Success into Your Life, The ABCs of I Am's by Braley Evans. Again, you can buy this in Amazon. This is one of those journals that you write on what you feel, right? It's just affirmations. The author is using affirmations from the Bible, using the alphabet. For example, the entry that I would like to read today, the title is, I Am Complete. With the letter C, she's using the word complete from the alphabet. So what her journal book is saying, say it, I am complete. Being complete within yourself is being self-sustainable in every area. So when you connect with others, it's two whole individuals joining forces. You cannot offer any part of yourself to someone from a half full vessel. So she starts the journal entry with I am, and after that you start writing what you want to write. So this is my journal entry. The girl you once knew is a woman now. I come from the process, and I just love this journal because it makes me dig deep into the faith, the belief, and how different I am from other people, and how it is okay for me to be different, and that I have been right all along. My whole life I have never questioned why am I different. I have always loved being different, and it's just amazing. Amazing what an affirmation journal can do for you. Again, the affirmation journal is called A Daily Guide for Speaking Prosperity, Love, and Success into Your Life, The ABCs of I Am's by Braley Evans. You can get this in Amazon. I'm sure you can get it in many other places. I purchased it on Amazon. So my journal entry says, I think I started saying something along, here we go. So my entry says, if it was up to you, I would not have gained anything. You saw me struggle, come see me rise. Mark how I've changed, it no longer affects me, for I am complete. I've built my table, but you may not sit in it. Rejoice when you have haters. They are just confused admirers. I no longer fly with the wings I used to fly with. I no longer walk the path I used to walk. Painful things instruct. I've experienced molestation, motherhood, living from place to place. Some may call it homelessness, but it's not in the sense of living outside. For me, it was living from place to place, being a burden to friends and family. Of course, they never told me to my face I was a burden. But body language says a lot, you know. Comments along the grapevine of family members says a lot. And I didn't let it bother me because I knew that I was going to get up one day. I knew that one day I was going to rise and I was going to progress. I was just down momentarily. I was unstable momentarily. I lost my balance momentarily. I don't want to make excuses and say it was because I was young. That is not an excuse. I made a mistake and life was teaching me through those mistakes. My journal entry continues to say, I am complete because I have the Lord. I am complete because I believe in myself. I am complete for managing my silence. It is very important to manage your silence. I've learned that along the way as well. Many times we tell our plans and our projects to people, and some of them will tell you straight to your face, you're a lunatic. why are you trying to do this? It's never going to work. You should not do it. Because some people truly deep down know that they don't have any vision. So it bothers them when you have vision and they don't want to see you become anything more than they are. If they are leeches of life, they want you to be leeches like them. They don't want you to be different from them. So I have learned throughout my lifetime to manage my silence and not say everything that I want to do to everybody. Some people are just not the correct people to tell projects to. Other people will have faith in you. They will encourage you to keep going, to rise, to push forward, to grind. Those are the kind of people that you may share a few things with, not the people with lack of vision. I am complete for embarking scary projects. I am complete for attempting to change daily. I am complete for deep diving into my trauma. I am complete when I hold myself accountable. I am complete every time I fail and try again. I am complete even when I do not want to be. I am complete for pouring into others. I am complete despite of the broken pieces. I am complete because God wants me to be. I am complete and have authority on generational wealth. I am complete because I am free. I am complete when I move different from others. I am complete when I am growing through every experience. The story behind the I am growing through every experience is because when I was taking therapy, I had a group session about toxic work environment. And the therapist has a session in the end where she uses this assignment specifically designed for you. And one of my assignments that she read for me said, I am growing through every experience. And that really marked me because that sounded so beautiful to me. And I have carried those words since the day that lady said that to me until today. I thought it was a very unique sentence that I had not heard in 30 years of my life. And there's a difference between hearing and listening. Perhaps I have heard that sentence before. It just did not filter in me. My ears did not receive them. Sometimes people say things and you're not in a position to receive things. I feel that now in my second act of life, I am in a position to receive things. There's a book that I started reading, and this comes in all areas of life, right? I started reading this book called The Road Less Traveled. I believe the author is... let me see really quick. I don't want to give inaccurate information. Yes, so the book is called The Road Less Traveled by M. Scott Peck. I got this book 2 years ago, and when I started reading it, I could not understand most of the words that he was saying. I was reading, rereading a page, 2 pages, 5 pages, 10 pages. It was not registering in my brain. And I had to tell myself, you know what? I'm gonna put it down. I'm going to put it down and I'm going to read this book later on. When is it going to be? I'm not sure. And then one day, a year later, after I bought that book, I opened it and immediately the things I started reading were making sense. And I was like, okay. So even certain things that I read, my eyes are collecting the information. My brain is not picking up the data. So it's okay for me to put it down and come back to it. Because later on, I will be in a position to receive the content that I'm reading or that I'm hearing. That is the first time that ideas went in my brain. So it's okay if you're reading something and you don't get it right away. I'm not the type of person that receives information or a problem comes up and I immediately know what to do. I take my time to find the answers, and you better believe that I will find an answer. I am not hard on myself when it comes to the process of my learning, and I do not let anyone else mock me or make me feel less smart. I know growing up, some people were very shy or perhaps did not want to be embarrassed about asking questions. Not me. I was never that girl. I was always the girl asking questions. And my child is the same way as me. She asks a lot of questions as well. So I've known that I'm not the type of person that blindly follows a trend, blindly follows a group of people. I'm the type of person that has to question if these things benefit me and if I agree with these things. There was one time a teacher even told me, I asked her a question. I don't remember what the question was, but I do remember her answer. Her answer was along the lines of, you have a phone, Google it. After that, because of the response of that teacher, I never asked that specific teacher any questions. I know the difference between teachers who love to teach and want to instruct and shape the future versus the teachers that are just doing it for a paycheck. That lady that gave me the answer of, you have a phone, Google it, I did not agree with that answer she gave me. That immediately let me know, you know what, I'm not going to bother you again. You will not hear me anymore asking anything. If I don't understand what you're saying, I'm just going to Google it. And if I find incorrect information, so be it. You know, if you're supposedly the expert in that subject, you should be the answer. You should be the one answering that. But anyways, I digress. Basically, do not let anyone shame you into being different. Do not let anyone shame you into fitting in their box. Be yourself. Ask questions. If your gut is telling you not to do something, don't do it. Listen to your gut. Your gut knows more than what we give it credit. I know society only likes us to think in these type of logical ways, but a lot of the time your gut tells you something that you have no proof of, that you haven't seen, and yet something happens, right? That has happened to me many times. Believe in yourself, believe in your gut. And as always, let's grow through every experience. Thank you so much for listening.